This is the State of Things from the Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you. The Guilford County District Attorney will not bring criminal charges against a Greensboro police officer involved in the arrest of DeJuan Yores. Former officer Travis Cole approached Yores saying he was responding to a call from a neighbor about a possible break-in. Yores, who is African-American, was on the front porch of his mother's house at the time of the arrest. Police body camera footage captured in the incident was shared publicly at the Greensboro City Council meeting. And joining me now is Alan Johnson. He's the editorial page editor of the Greensboro News and Record. Welcome back, Alan Johnson.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let me ask you your reaction, maybe, and start with the community's reaction to the decision by the district attorney. This is widely distributed video now. I think a lot of people have seen it. The decision by the DA not to bring charges.
I think a lot of people were amazed and shocked. But I think there's still a number of people who were okay with that because a lot of this depends on who you are and where you live and what your life experiences are and what your experience with police officers is. But I think any objective viewing of that video shows an officer using force where it was absolutely unnecessary. And I watched that video for about the 20th time before I came over here today to see if there's something that I missed. And I keep seeing something that mystifies me. I see a situation that goes very smoothly. I see DeJuan Yores being very respectful to the officer. I see him addressing the officer as sir. I hear him answering every question that he's asked. I hear him volunteering to take the officers to neighbors' houses so they can vouch for him. I hear the officer and I hear DeJuan Yores laughing and joking. How does that escalate into a physical confrontation and an arrest? It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, and we should point out that Travis Cole wasn't the first at the scene. His partner was first at the scene. Mm-hmm. They'd gotten a complaint. There's somebody we think they're trying to break in. There's DeJuan Yores. He's on the porch of this house. She doesn't know anything about him. Asks the question. He says, I'm waiting for my mother. She questions him back and forth for a while. Is quite satisfied. And she goes back to the car. And she tells her partner, Travis Cole, yeah, he's there. He's waiting for his mom. He was sitting there. He didn't try to run. I didn't see any evidence that he was. Game over. We're done here. Travis Cole decides he's going to go back. And then it goes on for another 12 minutes of this kind of thing. And as you say, it begins amiably enough. And here's sort of a clip from the early part of this 16-minute encounter when his partner said it's over, and then another 15 minutes on the porch. No charges have been filed, and the officer stands there anyway and doesn't get back in his patrol car. But it starts out like this.
I mean, you do believe me, right? That... Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I need to go keep calling people.
If people know, because like I said, usually if someone's
going to ask Charlie,
try to break into a house, they're not going to sit on the front porch and.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can ask Charlie over there. I mean, Charlie knows me very well. I'm pretty sure he's home.
Partner says, let's leave. Now there's Travis Cole on the porch. They're exchanging words. It sounds amiable. That's audio from the body camera. But he stays there for another close to 15 minutes, keeping asking the same question, as you said, respectfully. DeJuan Yores is answering these questions, same one over and over again, and you wonder why the officer is there. But it ends like, so at this point, DeJuan Yores says, look, I'm going to call a friend and have him come over here because I need a witness. I'm afraid that this is getting out of hand. Takes his phone out of his pocket. He's got the phone in his hand. It's obviously a phone. And the officer says, put the phone down, so he knows it's a phone, and then attacks him. And here's what happens next.
Hey, you're punching me. Get your ass on the ground.
You're punching me, dude.
Get on the ground.
Hey, man.
I'm going to hit you again.
Why?
Put your hands on me.
You did not touch me.
Man, look at
that.
You're resisting the whole time.
But you didn't have to punch me behind.
Yes, I did.
No, you denied.
We are not. This is not
why you're elbowing me, bro. I'm
And the police found the same thing. Four charges, departmental charges, were leveled against Travis Cole with regard to the use of force. It was not according to departmental rules. He was brought up on four departmental charges, not criminal charges, for the unlawful or the improper use of force. So apparently the department agreed with Dewan Yorce. He was not resisting. So after the other officer had already left the scene, this is the body cam footage. Tell us about the city council's reaction to this. What has happened so far? Remind us where the story is right now.
Well, the city council had a special meeting to release the video for public viewing and to talk about what it saw in the video. It had viewed the video before the public saw it, obviously. And there was uniformly outrage and remorse and amazement, I think, at what they were, what they had seen. And I didn't see any member of the city council not express remorse and a sense of embarrassment that this kind of thing had happened to a citizen in Greensboro. Given all the conversations that we've had about policing and all the rhetoric about community policing and all the national and statewide issues that we've had with relations with the police, to have this kind of thing happen is very unsettling, and they reflected that.
One of the questions that's been raised is this incident happened in June. It didn't get to Police Chief Wayne Scott until August, and then the city council in September. And the question is, why didn't the police chief know about this earlier? And again, this is a police chief who's been fairly open-minded and progressive about making changes and recognizing the problems with discriminatory policing and has made efforts to change some of that.
Well, he has made a lot of good faith efforts, it seems to me, but the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in what actually happens out there on the street. And obviously, there are some changes that need to be made. Now, I'll remind you that Travis Cole had gotten in trouble before in a very similar incident that was also captured on video. It was involved a couple of brothers named Rufus and Devin Scales. And the video is very truncated. It just picks up as Rufus Scales is being pinned to the ground and handcuffed. And what was the crime these men committed? Well, apparently they were walking in the street. And so you have this, what you seem to have, now, I don't know Officer Cole, but what you seem to have is a pattern of behavior. At this time, at the time that this earlier incident happened in 2014, Officer Cole was a training officer in the Greensboro Police Department. That makes you even more unsettled. So this is a guy who's teaching other officers how to be a police officer. And so you wonder how widespread this kind of approach is, or what he's telling, or what he at that point he told other officers about their comportment in these particular situations. So it seems to me you have a pattern of you encounter someone, they're not doing anything unlawful, you provoke them, and then you arrest them for resisting and obstructing you. That seems to be what is happening here. And I shudder to think of what would have happened to these men if you didn't have the video.
Well, and again, we're living in a state now where after October 1st, Governor McCrory signed a bill passed by the legislature that is now law that makes it harder and harder to get that video.
Well, I believe it makes it impossible. And, you know, the governor will say, and we look forward to interviewing him. We're going to interview him next week, but the governor says that this is a way to make policing more transparent and build trust. But this law builds in some reasons that you can withhold the video. And at the top of the list is if it adversely affects somebody's reputation. Now, if I'm Travis Cole, the first thing I'm going to say is, hey, wait a minute, my reputation's at stake here. You can't release this. Right. And so it's a very bad law that makes this video almost, practically inaccessible.
The other problem that we're dealing with here is the failure to bring criminal charges, even if the department said he used excessive force or violated their use of force policy. And you, I know, have received a letter from a former DA that said, we cannot leave this question in the hands of the district attorney, any district attorney, when it comes to police, given their relationship, this kind of question.
Former DA Mike Schlosser sent us a letter that we published on October 1st. And he made it clear. He said, I'll read a little bit of this. He said there's an expected working relationship between these two agencies, meaning the DA's office and the police department, processing cases through the court system. There has to be. So he says, foremost in our judicial system is that there be no appearance of impropriety that might be spurred by favoritism or familiarity. To avoid such a setting, DA offices throughout the state routinely request the Attorney General's office or a neighboring DA's office to review the evidence and decide whether criminal charges and prosecution would be in order. This is particularly true in matters alleging misconduct of law enforcement officers.
So what's next in this case? I've only got about 30 seconds left, but the City Council has not dropped it.
There are still members of the community and certainly members of the City Council who don't want to let this die as an issue. They're also pursuing getting Officer Cole decertified so he can't get another job in another police department. Obviously, there are some training cultural issues that need to happen within the police department as well. You hope this is an exception, but you fear that for too many it's the rule.
I want to thank you very much. Alan Johnson is the editorial page editor for the Greensboro News and Record. Thank you again, Alan, for being on our program. Just ahead, we're going to take a look at marketing to children. You may think it is a new phenomenon, but on the contrary, it's been around for a very long time. We'll look at the history of kids and consumers going back to the 1820s. And we're going to hear music from the Dan River Girls in a little bit. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.